welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. Each week on the show, no matter what's going on with octopuses punching fish, we will share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something we call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop thinking about why UFO sightings are up, and I'll stop worrying about how I didn't buy Bitcoin a year ago.
And I'll stop worrying about why I can't stop watching videos of octopuses punching fish.
Perfect. Let's get tiny.
Let's. But first, we should tell you that Tiny Victories is supported in part by Libby. I am so excited about this, but I have to make a confession here. I have sort of app phobia. So, Laura, I know you use Libby. Tell us what it is.
I love Libby. My friend Tim told me about it, and I couldn't believe it because he was like, no, it's like the whole library right on your phone. And it is. It's like the whole library right on your phone, and it's open during COVID. So like when I hear about a new book that I want, I go to Libby on my phone, on my app. I routed it through like my library card, but you don't have to have a library card to use it. You can still read samples. So I put a hold on the book, and then later I'll get a notice. Hey, there's that book you wanted and I've forgotten about it. And it's like a little gift. And you can get the audio version or you can get the Kindle version. And I'll stock up on the audio one for long road trips and stuff. It's amazing.
So it's a free reading app that's created by Overdrive, and it lets you borrow ebooks and audiobooks from your library, and then you can listen to them or read them on your phone, on your tablet, on your Kindle or your computer. I mean, is this real?
Yeah, no, all the stuff that you pay for but you also could get at the library, you can just stream right through your phone on the Libby app. So you can start with Libby now. You just go to meet.libbyapp.com to sign up. You just go to meet.libbyapp.com, LIBBYAPP.
Okay. I am very excited.
Do
on the next show. By then, I will have tried it and we will talk about it. Very exciting.
Perfect. You know what? It might make the show a little bit longer. We like to keep it around 15 minutes, but I feel like we should talk about some New Year's stuff. Hello, 2021.
We made it.
We did it. Everybody take a moment. Pat yourself on the back.
I know for me, I have decided that I'm not going to do like my typical thing of like list making of resolutions, but
me
I'm
going
to go with a tiny resolution. I'm going to go with a one word resolution this year, Laura, and I have my word. You ready?
Yep.
Acceptance.
Oh, nice.
Like radical acceptance. That's two words, but just acceptance, really. Mm-hmm. That's my one word for the new year. And I used to think sort of when I think of the word acceptance, I think, oh, is that like settling for sort of less than what I want, which actually may be true. But I think of it now, I'm thinking of it for 2021 as acceptance of life on life's terms. And I think that's a good way to get through a hard time. That's positive because you're not fighting it. So that's my word, acceptance.
That's awesome. I have thought very similar because when I do long lists, I'm really basically just trying to control my whole life and then I'm miserable. So my little phrase is stay curious because it keeps me out of my ego, out of demanding or like a certain result that leads me to being upset. It keeps me in like interested fascination and I'm not controlling and that's where I'm happy. So
okay,
stay curious.
I love it. It's two words, but I love it. And now I want to change my resolution.
You just
to
have to
stay
accept.
Curious.
You have to accept that your resolution is radical acceptance.
Fuck. Okay. And I think our producer, Laura Swisher, has a word for the new year. Laura?
Yeah, my word is deliberate. And I'm working on trying to be deliberate about my own choices, which is being like less reactive to things that are happening and more, I am going to think more about what I want and be deliberate in my actions. And yeah, so deliberate is my word. more deliberation, less reaction to things happening, and more making my own things happening.
Okay, my reaction to your deliberation is, I want your word.
You
now.
Have to accept it's that so your word good. Is acceptance. You acceptance. Have to accept that.
Acceptance.
You really need acceptance.
I really do.
It's that's the perfect it's word for you. You can't accept anything.
I can't.
Can you accept that we're going to start the show?
Say, we would love to hear your word, listeners. So call the Tiny Victory hotline, 323-285-1675, and leave us your word, your tiny resolution for the new year, if you would. And now on to the show.
So this week we have some listener calls. Thank you so much for calling the Tiny Victory hotline. That is the idea, that we're all looking for tiny victories together.
Our call this week comes from Heather Gold of Oakland, and her tiny victory involves her car.
And then in a surprising, exciting twist turn, we'll hear from playwright, musician, and singer Youngjin Lee, who we were just talking about on the Sad Song episode. Young shares her feelings about how she felt when she learned that her song helped Annabelle a little. Not a lot.
Okay, let's hear from Heather Gold of Oakland.
My name's Heather, and my tiny victory is that I was able to repair the light on our car, the low beam, one of them, which was completely amazing to me. I used some forums eventually online to help me figure it out. It's an older Mercedes with a lot of miles on it. So to get that car repaired in any way in a shop would have cost a ton of money. And it was insanely empowering. It was so empowering. I've been working on learning how to work on the car and how to maintain it. And this one in particular was amazing because I thought it was much more complicated stuff. And I eventually got some advice from the forums. There are forums for any kind of car that you use online. We're super car nerds, answer stuff, and have worked through problems before. And they told me all I needed to do, rather than take everything out or get a new part, was get this stuff called Plasti Dip, which I'd never heard of before. It's like a crafty kind of a deal. It's like liquid plastic in a tin and a little paintbrush that my girlfriend had. And just reach in and paint the little wires because the insulation had come off on them. And that was it. And I felt like a complete genius. It was super empowering. Mm-hmm. Just like the first time I was shown how I could put speculum in myself. You know, it turns out these guys, ooh, like, don't, they're not doing anything all that magical. We can figure it out.
Okay. I could not love this call more. What a great victory. What a great tiny victory. First of all, I didn't see the speculum part coming. That was a surprise.
I did not see it coming. But now I want to try.
I love this idea of feeling empowered by being able to fix your own car. I mean, there's and I love this product, the Plasti Dip. Like, mm-hmm, it just reminds me of the movie The Incredibles and Elastigirl. I feel like she was powered by Plastidip. And I just love that there's this like miracle product out there and she found it and she could fix her own car. Mm-hmm. I just love this because I'm so uncrafty and it just gives me hope that maybe one day I will do one of my 1,010 projects around the house and actually make something better instead of making it worse, which is what I always do.
Now, I love it so much because the whole idea when there's, you just have no idea, you're just level zero, this is overwhelming, and then you do a thing, you're like a different person on the other side of that. Like, so we just finished a year, so I'm looking at my finances. 2 years ago, I started doing QuickBooks. And it was horrible. It was just like it was a Sisyphean. I don't know how to. It was, everything about it was upsetting. And now I'm like, I rock it. I revel in it. I love it. Like, I check. I can make the reports. I can do all the things. I love it. And so we just, like, I'm living in this house that I inherited. I inherited all my dad's tools that he never really shared anything with me about them, and that I taught myself how to use his band saw. I used a bandsaw. I adjusted the height. I was like, I'm using a bandsaw. Like, you just, and yesterday we changed the toilet seat covers. And I'm like, I'm an architect now. I'm just going to build houses.
What is a bandsaw? Is that a saw made from a tuba?
How dare you? It's a, no, it's like the sawtooth is on a, it's a giant machine, kind of like taller than me. Not that I'm that tall, but it's like, it's the saw part is on a band. So it's like where you've seen it where like, so you take, you're not holding the saw.
No, I haven't seen it. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've seen it on shows. You've seen shows where people build things or renovation shows or whatever. So it's like where you take like a big piece of wood and you run it through the, like the saw is right there and you move the wood through. That's a band saw.
Oh, and you can do that.
It's not
That's
like a, it's,
amazing.
Yeah, it's not like a saw that you're holding or whatever. It's like the, a big machine that you run the thing through. So yeah, I'm like, I want to do it all now. University of YouTube, my friend calls it.
I
can learn anything.
I love that. I am imagining dismembering people and putting them through a bandsaw, but that's not what you're doing.
not yet.
Not
so far,
yet.
So
See,
far, just would
happen in 2021. Okay. Before we go on to our next Tiny Victory hotline call, I want to talk about Flophouse, which is another show on the Maximum Fun Network. Have you listened to Flophouse, Laura?
I love it.
I love it too. It's a podcast about bad movies. For over 13 years, Flophouse has been hosted by Daily Show writer Dan McCoy, former Daily Show and Mystery Science Theater writer Elliot Kalin, and Brooklyn Bar owner Stuart Wellington. And let me just say, this is the kind of esprit de corps of the show. I went on the other day and we were talking about the movie Men in Black 2, only I had watched Men in Black 3. And it was the kind of show where I saw the wrong movie and we just went with it.
That's great.
It was so funny. It was so much fun to just, you know, talk about movies where whatever you're saying isn't going to hurt the careers of the people who made the movie. Because that's something I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to speak badly about them. And they're just so funny and they get so into the details. And the three of them are really hilarious together. So I encourage all of our listeners to check them out.
So cool. Check out Flophouse on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, this is so great. We're about to hear a message that was left by playwright Youngjin Lee. She gave you your sad song anthem from her Lincoln Center performance, We're Gonna Die. Are you ready to hear Youngjin Lee? This is so great.
I am so excited that she called.
It's the coolest.
Hi, Annabelle. This is Youngjin Lee, and I just read your story in the New York Times about finding out that you had lung cancer, and I listened to a clip of you talking about my song, Horrible Things, and I got all choked up, and I had to wait a minute to get to the point where I could leave this message because I was so moved by your story. I made We're Gonna Die specifically to comfort people who were going through really terrible experiences and who felt alone in what they were going through. And since then, I've just received all manner of stories from people all over the world detailing these really horrific illnesses and heartbreaking tragedies they've experienced. And I'm so glad that this show was able to provide a little bit of relief to people who are going through these kinds of experiences, because it's really just that loneliness is just the worst feeling in the world. And when people share their stories, it really helps you to feel less alone. So I want to thank you for sharing your story with the world and, you know, sending you much love and admiration. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, man. What a great connection.
That's, I'm just so touched that she called our Tiny Victory Hotline, because I think that her show, We're Gonna Die, and that song, Horrible Things Happen, is just such a great service. You know, it's really putting that idea of art that connects people and makes you share in the human experience and brings you closer to your own feelings and closer to other people together. It's just, it encapsulates that. And I'm just so thrilled we could share that. And that as a creator, she has a chance to hear the effect that her work has. So that was just amazing. It was so exciting.
I love that she's your new best friend now.
She's my new best friend. Yeah, I'm going to have her on speed dial because I don't know her number, but sure. I'm just going to call every number possible combination that I can on my cell phone till I reach her. Fair. You know, I'll see you in a year after I do that.
And it is so great. She said the thing you needed to hear and then that you got to get that back to her full circle that maybe she needed to hear. Like, it just, that's an awesome connection.
I think when you make something and you put it out in the world and getting a chance to hear, yes, this is having the effect you wanted. That's really satisfying. And who knows what kind of day she was having, but I hope it was a good one. And I hope it was even better when she heard our show.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thank you so much, Heather Gold of Oakland, for calling in with your tiny victories. And thank you, Young Jean Lee, for your response.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who calls the hotline. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes where we share listener calls. So please keep calling our digits.
Next week, we're going to talk about puttering. What do you do to putter it up? Let us know.
Please call us, Tiny Victory Hotline, 323-285-1675. You can also record your victory on the voice memo app of your choice and email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
And help us get the word out about the show. You can tell your friends or anyone you meet that you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
Yes, another way you can help us out is by leaving a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review.
As always, if you have a comment or suggestion about the show, reach out. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at the handle @GetTinyPod.
Yes, if you have an idea for a show that you want us to focus on, tell us. And you can follow us each individually on Twitter. You can follow me, Annabelle, @LAGerwich.
And me, @I'mLaraHouse.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Deliberate Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you accept all of your tiny victories this week.
May your tiny victories be deliberate and keep you staying curious. This is a production of Maximum Fun.
Yeah, it is.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.